offer prayers to Krishna in the womb. I think that is what we covered last. Okay, so we start chapter 3 today. Canto 10, chapter 3, entitled The Birth of Lord Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. I welcome all the devotees for this Sunday class. And we are celebrating the most auspicious occasion of Lord Krishna's appearance day. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvataha tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti su Arjuna. Krishna says that my birth and my activities are transcendental, divyam, janma karma chame divyam. And therefore, evam yo vetti tattvataha, anyone who knows this in truth, which means nicely through the scriptures and also through some realization, tyaktva deham punar janma na iti. After giving up this body, he has no punar janma. He doesn't take another birth. So where does he go? Mam eti. So Arjuna. O Arjuna, he comes to me. So if we aim to go back to Krishna and not take a rebirth again, then we have to hear the pastimes of Krishna. By hearing the pastimes of Krishna, the dirt in our heart and the consciousness get substantially cleansed. Shrunvatam swakatha Krishna punya shravana kirtana hridayantastoya bhadrani vidunoti suritsatam. Simply by this process of hearing, shravanam, shrunvatam, about whom? Swakatha Krishna, Krishna katha, and punya shravana and kirtanat. By this process of hearing and chanting, it's so auspicious that hridayantastha means he who sits in the heart. Stha at the end means tishtha, stha tishtha means to stay. So hridayantastha, which means he who stays in the hriday. Who is that? Krishna. So hridayantastho abhadrani vidunoti. The person who lives in the heart, he cleans the inauspicious, abhadra. Vidunoti, which means he scrubs it or he cleans it, he washes it. Surat satam, for his devotees. So therefore we aim to hear about Krishna so that Shri Krishna can purify us. And not just that, as he is called Hari, Sarvam Amangalam Hare, Prem Diye Hare Man. This is the description of Hari. Hari means two things. Sarvam Amangalam Hare, he who takes away everything inauspicious, and prem diye hare man, and he who snatches our heart away through devotional service. So we are talking about that Shri Krishna who very kindly and lovingly appeared as the son of Devaki. So this is text 1 to 5. Shri Shukha Uvacha Atha Sarvo Guno Peta Kala Paramashobhana Yarhiye Vajana Janmarksham Shantarksha Grahatarakam Disha Prasedur Gaganam Nirmalodu Ganodayam Mahi Mangala Bhuyishtha Puragrama Vrajakara Nadhya Prasanna Salila Radha Jala Ruhashriya Dvijali Kulasannada Stavakavana Rajaya Vavau Vayu Shuka Sparsha Punya Gandha Vaha Shuchi Agnayascha Dvijati Nam Shantas Tatra Samindata Manamsi Asan Prasannani Sadhunam Asura Druham Jayamane Jane Tasmin Nedur Dundhu Bhayasamam. So these are five verses in the start of this third chapter. And very beautifully, Shukadeva Goswami describes the situation when Shri Krishna appeared. Now he says that Kala Paramashobhanam, the time was most auspicious for the appearance of the Lord. Actually speaking, according to the astrological calculation, that time was very, very inauspicious. But Shukadeva Goswami, he says Kala Paramashobhanam, That time was most auspicious. So the first lesson out of this verse is that Krishna, by his appearance, can turn everything inauspicious to auspicious. So therefore, we must never fear what our karmic reactions have in store for us. Are we to suffer, or will there be joy? Will there be sorrow? Will there be some other calamity? We should never fear. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami ma shucha. Krishna says, just surrender unto me. Do not fear. I will protect you. You know. Kripram bhavati dharmatma shashvat chantim nigachati. Kaunteya pratijani hi name bhakta pranashati. Krishna says, 9th chapter. He says, O Arjuna, boldly declare that my devotee never perishes. So therefore, even if there is some inauspiciousness, or even if there is some suffering awaited, by Krishna's mercy, he takes us through. We never are touched by that suffering. Just like Queen Kunti, look at her life. She struggled throughout. She had a child before marriage. This was 5,500 years ago. She had children from the demigods. Her husband died very soon. Her sons were not given the position of being a king. They were sent to forest. They had to live as beggars. Her daughter-in-law was almost humiliated in mid-assembly. Her grandsons were killed by Ashwatthama. There is the battlefield of Kurukshetra where her first son Karna was killed. So many things she suffered. And still she tells Krishna, Vipada santuta shashvat tatra tatra jagat guru. She tells Krishna that, O Krishna, let there be a shower of calamity. I am not praying that there should be no calamity. I pray that there should be more and more calamity. The prayer is that, why? Because whenever there is calamity, O Krishna, I remember you. Let there be calamity. So a devotee just thinks about remembrance of the Lord. Everything else Krishna manages. So Kala Paramashobhanam. This place was surcharged, the whole universe was surcharged with so many beautiful qualities. There was peace everywhere, there was beauty, there was goodness. And the Rohini Nakshatra, the constellation had appeared. We know that Krishna appeared during Rohini Nakshatra and Balaram appeared during Swati Nakshatra. So these are very powerful nakshatras. And there were stars like the Ashwini. The sun, moon, the other stars and planets all seemed so peaceful. Why is that so? Because yachakshuresha savita sakala grahanam raja samasta suramurti rashesha teja. The Brahma Samhita says that the sun is actually the king of all planets. But that sun is also the eye of Sri Krishna. So the king of all planets is the eye of Krishna, and that supreme personality is appearing, Sri Krishna. So all the directions became so pleasing, the stars were twinkling as if they're all dancing in kirtan at the appearance of Sri Krishna. The towns, the villages, the pasturing grounds, Mother Earth seem all so auspicious. Mother Earth, if you remember, had taken the form of a cow and had approached Brahmaji. And Brahmaji took her along with all the demigods to Shweta Dweep. And Vishnu had promised that he would appear. And now that Supreme Lord had come only to remove the burden from the back of Mother Earth. The rivers were all flowing with pure, clean water. The lakes, water bodies were filled with lotuses, lilies. And everything was so beautiful. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi Rapo Analo Vayu Kham Mano Buddhi Revacha Ahankara Iti Yamme Bhinna Prakriti Rashtada. He says, earth, water, fire, air, ether, they're all my fragmental energies. Now when the energetic Sri Krishna is appearing, all these fragmental energies are all dancing. They're singing, they're dancing, they're in complete joy. Everybody is doing kirtan. So it is so peaceful, it is so wonderful. It is an atmosphere that is filled with Krishna consciousness. The trees, the green plants, the flowers, the leaves, they're all blossoming. They're all budding. Yes? And all the birds, the animals, the bees, they're all chanting in sweet voices. And the demigods are also appearing. And they're appearing, the breeze is blowing. And it is carrying the aroma of the flowers. The brahmanas are all chanting mantras. The fire is all burning very nicely, undisturbed by the breeze. Vayu and Agni are actually enemies. Therefore, and Vayu is more powerful. Therefore, he always extinguishes Agni. But now you find when Krishna is kept in the center, Agni and Vayu are joining hands and they're not extinguishing one another. Which also makes a point that if you keep Krishna in the center, all our false ego get dismantled. We have to learn to keep Krishna in the center. Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. This Krishna has to be kept in the center. If we keep Krishna in the center, then all inauspicious becomes auspicious. And most importantly, all our anarthas are dismantled. So we have to pray to Balaramji. Balaramji appeared yesterday for us, and hopefully for you also, depending on which part of the country, which part of the globe you are. So Balaramji also, he helps in purifying and destroying all the anarthas. And these two brothers, Krishna and Balaram, they are appearing only for our benefit. And everything inauspicious becomes auspicious. In the Bhagavatam it is said, Sarvam karoti nishchidram harer namanu kirtanam. All the inauspicious things, or all the holes, or all the mistakes, or all the gaps are automatically filled by the loud chanting of Harinam. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So therefore, all the inauspicious becomes auspicious. Mangalebhyopi mangalam, pavanam pavanebhyopi harer nameva kevalam. So the name of Sri Krishna, the pastimes of Sri Krishna, the forms of Sri Krishna, the abode of Sri Krishna, the associates of Sri Krishna, the qualities of Sri Krishna, they are all completely pure, pavitram, and completely auspicious. They are so powerful that they can turn even inauspicious things auspicious. Therefore, Krishna, he appeared during the midnight. He appeared in a jail, which is all considered inauspicious. But still, because he appeared, Shukadeva Goswami says, Kala Paramashobha. All the inauspicious becomes auspicious. And at this point, when all these natural, the scenario was all changing and all becoming so peaceful, at that point, that person who is birthless. Who is that person who is birthless? It is Vishnu. He is described here as birthless. Vishnu who is birthless. You know. He has no birth. In this verse he is called as Ajane. Jana means birth. Therefore we say Janmashtami. But Ajana means he who has no birth. But out of his compassion, he simply appears to protect the good and destroy the evil. So he need not appear. Krishna need not appear. But he appears out of his compassion only to paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. To protect the good, destroy the evil, and to re-establish religious principles. There is a difference between our birth and Krishna's birth. Our birth, we are forcefully pushed through the semen of the father into the womb of the mother, and then we have no idea where we are going to be born. We cannot pick anything. We cannot pick our family. We cannot pick our looks. We cannot pick our education. We cannot pick our financial status. We cannot pick our karma. What type of birth is this? Completely useless. You're just pushed from one body to another and you're wrapped 9 months in a womb. Yes, you have no other option but just to suffer. But for Krishna, it is appearance, it is not birth, it is appearance. Where he appears on his free will, completely free. And therefore, it is his own sweet will. He is independent, Swarat. Krishna is independent, but he still appears for his devotees. So that Vishnu, he appeared into the mind of Vasudev first. Then from the mind of Vasudev to the heart of Vasudev. Then from the heart of Vasudev to the heart of Devaki. And then from the heart of Devaki to the womb of Devaki. When all this was happening, the Kinnaras, the Gandharvas, they were all singing songs. The Siddhas, the Charanas, they were auspicious, they were offering prayers. The Vidyadharis, the Apsaras, they were all dancing. So you see, it's a very festive mood because the demigods had gone to Shvetadvip to pray and that Supreme Lord had come down just to fulfill their desire. The demigods, those from Janaloka, Tapaloka, they were showering flowers in a very happy mood. The clouds were all thundering in the sky. So happy, you know. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that the clouds were so happy that the Supreme Lord could have come in any complexion, but He mercifully agreed to come in my complexion. Megha Shyam, Nava Jaladhara Shyam, the rain-filled monsoon cloud, bluish-black complexion, that is what Krishna took. So therefore the clouds were all, they were gathering and they were thundering in ecstasy. That look, Sri Krishna could have come in any form, but He agreed to come in my complexion. And they started crying, and therefore it rains even now on the day of Janmashtami. Srila Sanatana Goswami describes that the clouds were actually thinking that Krishna is appearing in the prison house, so He hasn't had His first abhishek till now. So let us offer our water to bathe Krishna. This is the greatest offering we can do. So let us continue. Baladev Vidyabhushan and other acharyas like Veera Raghava Acharya, they describe that Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. You have little water, little flower, little fruit. You offer and Krishna accepts. So the clouds were thinking, we don't have anything. All that we have is water. Oh Krishna, please accept our water. You know, this is the best thing that, we can offer. Please accept this. So therefore, in that mood, the clouds started pouring water and it started raining, and even now it rains. So the acharyas give so many such reasons why it rains. And the ocean water started increasing. Why? Because the clouds were raining profusely. And as they were raining profusely, the content of water in the ocean started rising. And at this point, the Supreme Lord, the cause of all causes, Sri Vishnu, who is situated in everyone's heart, He appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dense darkness of night, like the full moon rises on the eastern horizon. So it is such a beautiful description that Devaki, who was always crying for protection, from her womb, Sri Krishna manifests. So even in the description of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance, it says that Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu looked like the full moon rising from the womb of Sachi Mata. So similarly, the Supreme Lord, He always manifests through His pure devotees. Yes? So the Supreme Lord, who has no birth, who has no death, who has no old age, who has no disease, He mercifully agrees to enter through the womb of His pure devotees. And who can hold the Supreme Lord? Can we hold the Supreme Lord? We can't even hold the Supreme Lord in our mind for a second. Because as soon as we start thinking about Krishna, all other thoughts come. What to speak of holding the Supreme Lord in our mind, in our heart, in our womb, and in our very existence. Therefore, Mother Devaki is such an exalted Mahabhagavat. She's such a pure devotee that she could hold the Supreme Lord in her womb. That womb, which is always very impure, she could hold. And the acharyas explain that Lord Balaramji, He appears before Krishna to wipe the womb completely, because the six children who were born and killed by Kamsa, they represented six asuras. As and when the Bhagavatam reveals that, we will discuss that. So Sri Krishna, He appeared, He entered the womb of Devaki, and this was the most beautiful appearance from the womb of Devaki. So now getting to the next verses, this is text 9 and 10. In this, Shukadev Goswami describes how Vasudev, He starts looking at this newborn child. This newborn child had such beautiful, exquisite features. tam adbhutam balakam ambuje kshanam. Ikshanam means eyes, and the eyes are described as ambuja ikshanam, lotus eyes. And whose balakam, the child. And how was the balakam? Adbhutam, wonderful, beautiful, mesmerizing. So this is the point where the Acharyas describe that the Supreme Lord appeared as Vishnu, four-handed Vishnu. But then Devaki and Vasudev had this, feeling or this desire that the Supreme Lord should appear as a child. So therefore, immediately the Supreme Lord, who appeared as four-handed Mahavishnu, transformed into a small baby Gopal. So we will see that as the narration unfolds. So Vasudev saw beautiful, beautiful eyes, and then the Supreme Lord was bearing four hands. You know, Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma. So these are the four symbols that Vishnu carries, or the four weapons. So as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhunam and Vinashaya Cha Dushkritam. So protecting and destroying. So similarly here, out of the four symbols, two are for protection and two are for destruction. Shankha, Gada, Chakra and Padma. So Chakra and Gada are directly for destruction. They are for destroying the evil. Chakra, the Sudarshan Chakra, and the Gada or the maze, the club of Vishnu. They are for destroying. And Shankha and Padma are for protecting. The Shankha has a very auspicious sound. By blowing the conch shell, Vishnu is representing the fact that those who take complete shelter of his lotus feet need not fear anything. They will be completely protected. And Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke. If Krishna protects you, who can destroy you? And if Krishna has decided to destroy you, who can protect you? Yes? So Shankha and Padma are for protection, while Gada and Chakra are for destroying the evil. So in this way, he was standing very beautifully with exquisite lotus-like eyes and four hands, four weapons. And the chest had the mark of Srivatsa. On his neck, he had the beautiful Kaustubha jewel. And he was Pitambari, which means he was dressed in beautiful, dazzling, lightning-like yellow garment. His body was bluish black like the dense monsoon rain cloud. And the scattered hair that he had was fully grown up to his, up to his mid-back, more going beyond his shoulder and above his waist. The helmet was very beautiful. The earrings were swinging back and forth. They were sparkling. And they were actually reflected on his very smooth cheek. There was the valuable gem called as Vaidurya that he was decorated with. And there were wonderful waist belts, armlets, bangles, and so many ornaments. So he was looking so filled with opulence. Therefore, the word Shukadeva Goswami uses is Adbhutam. Adbhutam means wonderful. The decoration was beautiful. You know, of course, the Brahma Samhita describes about the Supreme Lord's beauty. And if you read the Brahma Samhita, the 5th chapter, 30th verse, it says, Barhavatamasita Buddha Sundarangam, you know. So, Brahma talks about the hue of the Lord's beautiful form, saying that how Asita is black or bluish black. It represented Ambuda or the cloud. So very beautiful hair, and he was looking as the Lord of Vaikuntha, the way he was looking in Vaikuntha, you know, complete Supreme Lord. So Vasudev saw this extraordinary sun and his eyes were struck with wonder. How is this possible? He was so happy because in his heart, he was feeling so peaceful, so secured, so protected. And at the same time, he was confident that all the demoniac tendencies that were found were soon to be destroyed. So in this jubilation, he distributed 10,000 cows to the Brahmanas as a festival, mentally. Because in all auspicious Vedic festivals, you serve the Vaishnavas and you serve Guru, you serve the Brahmanas. because Krishna loves the cows and he loves the Brahmanas. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Krishna always does things which are favorable for the Brahmanas and the cows. So when Krishna is appearing, why not give cows to the Brahmanas? So Krishna, that is like a very good festival. So Shukadeva Goswami describes that Vasudev could actually understand for sure that this child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Athenam astod avadharya purusham param natanga kritadhi kritanjali swarochisha bharata shutika graham virochayantam gatabhi prabhavavit. He could completely see that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Avadharya. You know, he could understand that this was param, transcendental. This cannot be a mere mortal. So, having concluded that, without any doubt, he became completely fearless. So, this is a very beautiful point for devotees. Whenever we have provoking situations in life, we have testing times, we must learn to take complete shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. When we take shelter of Sri Krishna's lotus feet, we become fearless. Therefore, Prabhupada's name is Abhay Charan. Abhay Charan means, this is Krishna's name, Abhay Charan. By taking shelter of whose charan, which means lotus feet, one becomes abhay. Bhay means fear and abhay means fearless. So if we simply hold to Krishna's lotus feet, we become completely fearless. Samashrita ye padapallava plavam mahat padam punya yasho murare bhavam budhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yat vipadam na tesham. The ocean of misery becomes as small as water held in the hoof print of a calf if we simply take shelter of Sri Krishna. The biggest obstacle becomes the smallest obstacle, and Krishna gives you the strength to cross over that obstacle also. The Chaitanya Charitamrita has a very beautiful verse where Kaviraj Goswami says, by remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the impossible becomes possible. And by forgetting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the possible becomes impossible. Isn't that a good meditation? So we must remind ourselves that we have to take complete shelter of Sri Krishna. Don't try to avoid suffering, but instead face the suffering with a positive boat of Sri Krishna's lotus feet. So Vasudev, he immediately bowed down to the Supreme Lord with folded hands, and he was offering so many wonderful heartfelt prayers. When you offer prayers to the Supreme Lord out of the heart, we connect better. So here Vasudev was focusing all his attention, and he told the Supreme Lord, Viditosi bhavan sakshat purusha prakrite para kevalanu bhavananda swarupa sarva buddhidrik. He said, O Supreme Lord, you are beyond material existence and you are sitting in all of our heart as Super Soul or Chaitya Guru. And your form can only be understood through Vigyan or transcendental knowledge, realization. It cannot be understood by mental speculation, cannot be understood by dry imagination, cannot be understood by mystic yoga. The only way we can understand the Supreme Lord and remember Him and perceive Him is through bhakti. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavanyaschasmi tattvatah. Only through pure, unalloyed devotional service, we can know the Supreme Lord. And now Vasudev is feeling so humble and he is saying, O Supreme Lord, you are so kind that now I have understood your position perfectly. In Vasudev's heart, there was affection for the child, definitely. But as soon as he saw that the Supreme Lord has four hands and he is so beautifully decorated with opulence, that feeling of vatsalya or love for the child disappeared. And, he became completely filled with wonder and admiration. At this point, our acharyas explained why that happened. He said that as soon as the child was born, Vasudeva was very, very afraid and he was filled with anxiety that Kamsa would kill this child also. He killed six children. And now this beautiful baby will also be killed. So he was having this anxiety. And to destroy that anxiety, the Supreme Lord came as Vishnu. To show that, don't worry Vasudev. What happened with other children won't happen with me. Because don't worry, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore Vasudev says here that I have completely understood you. without any doubt. Therefore, my Lord, this is your mercy. So he starts the verse by saying, Vidito si bhavan sakshad. Sakshad bhavan vidita asi. I have vidita, means knowledge. You know, as we say, vidwan means scholar. So vit, the root word vit in Sanskrit means knowledge. So he says, vidita bhavan sakshad. I have completely understood you as what? Purusha prakrite para. As that supreme personality who is superior to material energy. Therefore, my Lord, I have become fearless that no material energy, including Kamsa, can kill you. So this is a wonderful, wonderful emotion that Vasudev is expressing here. And then he prays to the Supreme Lord that, O Lord, you are actually the same personality who creates this world by your Swarup Shakti or your energy. And you are the one who maintains and finally destroys it also. Therefore, you know, he became completely fearless. A devotee should actually feel like this, because even in the Brahma Samhita, it is repeatedly described, Ekopyasaura chaitum jagadanda koti yakchakti rasti jagadanda chayayadanta andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Also said, Yasyaika nishvasita kalamatha valambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda natha Vishnor mahansa iha yasya kala visesho govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Saying that all the universes, you know, the biggest planets, the biggest cosmic creations to the smallest atom, everything is created, maintained and destroyed by the Supreme Lord, and he pervades everywhere. So therefore we have nothing to fear. Anda antarastha paramanu chayantarastham. Anda antarastha, which means the big, big planets and universes, and paramanu chayantarastha. Paramanu means the smallest atom. So Brahmaji is saying, you are staying inside the biggest planets also, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, and at the same time you are staying inside every atom and inside every living entity as Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. Originally you breathe in and breathe out, create planets as Karanodakshaya Vishnu, the original cause. Then you enter every planet and create Brahma from your womb as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And then once jivas are put and the time factor is induced, then you enter every atom and every living entity's heart as Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. And you are also present on the Shirsagar, the milk ocean. The Supreme Lord, I have no fear. Therefore, we must understand all this very wonderfully through disciplic succession, those who represent the Supreme Lord. We must take that spiritual master or that guru who represents the Supreme Lord perfectly. Not someone who is a hypocrite. Somebody who holds Krishna in the heart is a pure devotee. Such a person alone can release you from birth and death. Those who themselves are within illusory energy cannot release you from birth and death. Those who are liberated, those who are pure Vaishnavas, only they can liberate you. And here Vasudev is a pure devotee. Therefore, we can learn from Vasudev's prayers how we must glorify the Supreme Lord and perceive Him. So there are many verses here that Vasudev is offering. And finally, he makes this point that it is your mercy, O Supreme Lord, that although you are Parabrahman, you know, there are no contradictions in you. You are the source and you are changeless in your spiritual form, but you still appear. In the Vedas, it is said, Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, natat samascha abhyadikascha drishyate, parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate, swabhavika jnana bala kriyacha. Says that the Supreme Lord actually has nothing to do. You know, He is the cause of everything. He is not obliged to do anything. He has no responsibility. He has no duty. And there is nobody equal or greater to Him. Everything is done naturally and systematically by His energies. So He does not have to appear. He does not have to come. There is no force, absolutely. But He still comes out of His mercy, swa mayaya, out of His own compassion. Imagine if you're sitting close to a drainage, you know, open sewage, And there is a there is an ant which has fallen there, you know, for example, and is not able to swim across and is drowning. And you see that. Won't you really feel compassionate that, oh, there's an ant which is drowning, I must do something. So you pick up a leaf and you put it into the sewage. You don't worry of the fact that your hand will get dirty. That's okay. You will put gloves or you do something, but you'll put a leaf there, and through that leaf, you'll try to save that ant out of that sewage. And once you save and you put it onto the ground, the ant doesn't realize, but the ant is saved. It cannot offer you anything in return. But what you're doing is simply out of your mercy or your compassion, because you cannot see in front of your eyes an ant floating and being swept away. Yes? So similarly, the Supreme Lord, He cannot see us suffering like this. We are there in this material world, suffering Adi Daivik Klesha, Adi Bhautik Klesha, Adhyatmik Klesha, Adi Daivik Klesha, you know, Adi Bhautik Klesha, Adhyatmik Klesha. Adhyatmik Klesha means suffering caused by the self in the form of bad habits, stress, anxiety, envy, criticism, fault finding, depression, mood swings, split personality, things like that. Adi Bhautik is the suffering caused by others, things around you. You know, it could be in the form of murder, rape, extortion, kidnapping, etc., etc. And then Adhyatmik Klesha, suffering caused by, Adi Daivik Klesha, suffering caused by the demigods or Mother Nature in the form of tsunami, hurricane, tornado, excessive heat, excessive cold, excessive flooding, drought, etc., famine, etc. So therefore, we are amidst all of this suffering, and the Supreme Lord cannot see us suffering like this. So therefore, to attract our heart, also to re-establish religious principles, to protect His devotees, to destroy the miscreants, very, very mercifully, He appears millennium after millennium. So this is His complete mercy. And verse 20 here, 10.3.20, is a very beautiful prayer that we all can offer to the Supreme Lord. Satvam triloka sthitaye swamayaya bibhar shishuklam khalu varnam atmana sargaya raktam rajasopabhrumhitam krishnam chavarnam tamasajanatyaye. Vasudev, he tells Krishna or Vishnu that your form is transcendental to the three modes, completely transcendental. Yes, and for the maintenance, for the creation, maintenance and destruction, you assume three forms. He says for maintenance, you assume a white form of Vishnu. For creation, you take the quality of passion and you appear reddish, meaning the form of Brahmaji. And at the end, for annihilation, you're surrounded by ignorance and you appear blackish, which is the form of Lord Shiva. So he makes the point here that all the demigods, they're also finally empowered personalities of the Supreme Lord. They are not on the same platform of the Supreme Lord, but they're servants of the Supreme Lord. When empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only then they act. So here in this purport, Prabhupada, he makes this point that even Garga Muni, when he was naming Krishna, he said, Shukla Rakta Tatha Pita Idanem Krishna Tangata. That Krishna appears in different complexions in different ages just to perform his pastimes. So in that way, you find different acharyas explaining what these different colors mean. One person says that these colors are actually meaning Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. And the other acharya gives the explanation of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. And the third acharya gives the explanation that it's actually the same Supreme Personality coming in different avatars. Like white is Vamana, golden is Nrsingha, etc., etc. So he comes for protecting the good. But of course, we must understand, Harir, he nirguna sakshat. The Supreme Personality is free from all material qualities. Sometimes this word nirguna is badly translated as one who has no qualities. But we must understand that the Supreme Lord is filled with transcendental qualities. Therefore, nirguna means he who has no material qualities. He has spiritual and transcendental qualities, but no material qualities. So, because he appeared as the son of Vasudev and Devaki, the Supreme Lord is called as Vasudev and Devaki Nandan. Prabhupada explains that the different pastimes of the Lord give different names to the Supreme Lord. So, the Supreme Lord actually has so many names, unlimited. Namna makari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kala. He has millions and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. But all these names come out of different forms, qualities and pastimes. Because he appears as Vasudev's son, he is called Vasudev. Because he appeared as Devaki's son, he is called as Devaki Nandan. Because he appeared in Mathura, he is called as Mathurapati. Because he went to Gokul, he is Gokulananda. Because he is the son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, he is Yashoda Nandan and Nanda Nandan. Because he gives pleasure to the gopis, he is Gopi Vallabha. Because he is the Lord of Radharani, he is Radhanath. Because he is also the Lord of the gopis, he is Gopinath. So in that way, the Lord has so many beautiful qualities and beautiful names associated. Therefore, we must chant these names from our heart. Because these names are very, very powerful. And they provide us the same protection that Krishna provides. Because Krishna and Krishna Naam are non-different. There is absolutely no difference between Krishna and his holy names. Therefore, in the age of Kali Yuga, Krishna's holy name is Sakshat Krishna. Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Therefore, Krishna Avatar in Kali Yuga means Harinam. Therefore, every day we must chant from our heart, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Now, Vasudev, he's still afraid and he tells the Supreme Lord that all your brothers were killed by Kamsa. As soon as Kamsa will get to know that you are also born, he will kill you. So, therefore, you have to, you know, do something. And when he said that, Devaki, her heart started palpitating. And she was very, very astonished and at the same time afraid. She was afraid out of possessiveness and she was astonished seeing the opulence of the Lord. So she starts offering different prayers to the Supreme Lord. And what prayers she offers and what her mood of offering is, that we will cover in the next class. So till now we saw the supremely auspicious, wonderful appearance of Sri Krishna. So we'll stop here. So next time around, we'll start with Devaki Uvacha, the things that Mother Devaki tells Sri Vishnu. So we'll stop here. If there are any questions or comments, those who can speak through the mic, you can kindly use the mic. And those who can't, you can send me through the text. So if there are any questions or if you want to add something, please feel free. All right, seems like there are no questions or comments. So we'll just do 2 minutes of kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes.
Prabhuji, in the class, during the lecture, you mentioned about Garbhodakshai Vishnu and Shirodakshai Vishnu.
Yes.
Could you just explain the relevance of, what are the roles they are playing individually, the three Vishnus?
Okay, yes.
Garbhodakshai and Shirodakshai Vishnu.
Yes, so there are three main Vishnus. Of course, there are many more Vishnus, but there are three main Vishnus. So, Karanodakshai Vishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, and Kshirodakshai Vishnu. Karanodakshai Vishnu sleeps on the Karana ocean or the causal ocean. Garbhodakshai Vishnu sleeps on the Garbhodaka ocean, which is close to Patal. And Kshirodakshai Vishnu sleeps in Shweta Dweep or Shirsagar, the milk ocean. Now the roles are Karanodakshai Vishnu or the Karana, the cause, he breathes in and breathes out. When he breathes in and breathes out, he creates and destroys different planets and universes. When he breathes out from every pore of his body, He creates planets, universes, and galaxies, which all float on the head of his servant Ananta. And when he breathes in, they're all wound up back into his body. So therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. I am there as the unmanifest throughout in everything. So it is actually Karanodakshaya Vishnu through whom everything comes out and into whom everything gets in. Now once he creates those planets, every planet needs a Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva for creation, maintenance and destruction. Now what creation are we talking about now? Karanodakshaya Vishnu just does the primary creation, but the secondary creation, intricate creation in every planet has to be done by that individual Brahma. So now he also enters every planet as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Now Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is the one from whose garbha or the womb or navel sprouts a lotus or springs a lotus, and on that lotus is the Brahma of that planet. That Brahma does tapasya, and from within or between his eyebrows, he gives birth to Shiva or Rudra. So in that way, every planet has its own Vishnu or Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. So we discussed Karanodakshaya Vishnu, the original cause. Then every planet has Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, who creates the Brahma for that planet. And then now when the Jivas are put in and so many things are created very nicely by Brahma, in the form of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, So Karanodakshaya Vishnu creates, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu enters and creates Brahma and Shiva. And now through Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, he enters as super soul in everyone's heart and also in every atom. So when we say that the Supreme Lord is sitting in everybody's heart as Paramatma, in what form is he sitting? He is sitting in the form of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. And also he is present in every atom. We are taught God is everywhere. Yes, God is there in the temple, God is there in the pillar, God is everywhere. So every atom has Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. So in that way, they manage their duties and very nicely, step by step, every Vishnu takes care. But we must understand all these Vishnus spring from Sankarshan. And Sankarshan is just a plenary expansion or a small piece of Balaram. And Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna. So how beautifully Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose first expansion is Balaramji. From Balaramji expands all the Chaturvyuha or the Vasudev Sankarshan Aniruddha Pradyumna expansion. And from that Sankarshan, you have the Vishnu Tattvas coming and they are so powerful. So what to speak of Krishna? So therefore Shukadev Goswami describes all this and then he says, Ete cham sakala pomsam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Ridayanti Yuge Yuge. He says, I am explaining all these expansions and portions and plenary portions and plenary portions of the plenary portions. But O Shukadev Goswami, don't forget, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the fountainhead, the cause of all causes, the original being is Govinda or Krishna. Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So does that answer your question, Prabhu?
Yes, Roji, that beautifully answers my question. What do you mean by plenary expansion? What does it mean really?
Plenary expansion, in simple words, it's a very complex term as far as Sanskrit is concerned. But you can understand plenary expand or plenary portion means if God has 64 opulences, but for a certain pastime, he has to use only 3 or 4 of them. So that is a plenary portion. He is not coming in full potency. Like for example, when he had to come as Buddha, Buddha doesn't have to come as half man, half lion. He doesn't have to shoot arrows. He doesn't have to lift Giriraj, Govardhan. So he just comes Karunya Matanvate to teach Karunya or compassion. So when the Supreme Lord comes in a portion or a form which is not the full potency, but he is still the Supreme Lord, that is called as plenary portion. Now there are times when there are plenary portion of the plenary portion also, and they are also so powerful. So in that way, you have expansions, and you have plenary portions, and you have plenary portions of the plenary portions.
Okay, and just the last one coming in this row, you said, what is the exact Sanskrit word for plenary portion? Like
so,
plenary expansion?
So we have two words. We have amsha and kala.
Okay.
Yeah. So amsha means portion, and kala means portion of the portion. Does that answer your question? Therefore, Shukadev Goswami says, Ete cha amsha kala pumsam. Of all these amsha and kala, O Shukadev, O Parikshit Maharaj, Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. I have described all the amshas and all the kala. Because he describes about Lord Kapila, he describes about Narad Muni, he describes about Prithu Maharaj, he describes about the four Kumaras, he describes about Lord Rishabh Dev. But then he says, many of them are expansions, many of them are portions, many are portions of the portions, but the original Mool Roop, the fountainhead, is Shri Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any more questions, Haribol, from other devotees? So, before we wrap up, I just want to thank all of y'all for kindly joining in and taking your time out. I would like to know who all joined in, because I could hear a lot of beep. So, we have Pranav here, we have Archana, we have Athira, who else we have? We have Ganga Prabhu. And we have our Ashish Prabhu, and we have many more devotees who are writing their names in the text box. Of course, I won't be able to say all your names. Some are also messaging on WhatsApp here. Hare Krishna. So I thank all of you all for kindly taking your time and coming here and giving me this opportunity of serving Harikatha. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल हरे कृष्ण श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय